popular tunes, some gospels.
Do you call any of soul?
Soul, yes, that's in vogue now. Yeah, a soul music.
What about music like Bill Monroe?
Who's Bill Monroe?
Nashville sound stuff.
No, I can't stand it.
What would you call it?
If it comes from the Nashville area, if you're talking about all this, what I call hillbilly music, no, I have no appreciation for that.
What about music by old artists like Brahms,
yeah, classicals?
You can't.
No, I call them classicals.
Okay.
No, it takes me back to some bad memories when I was in college. We had to take music appreciation, and I got a D in that course. We had to remember about 30 pieces from Tchaikovsky, Beethoven, Liszt, Chopin, Schubert, Liszt, all that stuff. And I just couldn't develop an appreciation for it. I got a D out of the course.
It's a hard, bad way to do it.
Yeah. Did you have an experience with it?
Yes, yeah. Exactly. Is there anything about life in the city that you might have expected me to ask and I haven't mentioned?
Not really. Of course, you know, there's so many aspects of city living that one could raise questions about. I can't think of anything specific that I think you should have asked about.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's put it this way. You didn't, and maybe it's not the purpose of the interview, you didn't ask me anything about my value system or my value system. Maybe you did something like that.
Mm-hmm. What about your attitudes toward correctness?
Stylistic,
yeah, in the language, your attitude toward the language.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we talked about this a little bit before.
That, yeah. You want to expand on that, or
just your attitude toward language? Yeah, stylistic variations.
I think all forms of language is a medium or a mode of communication. And we talked a little bit about standard English versus non-standard English or black English. I think within certain groups, as long as people communicate, then their form of communication should be acceptable within that group. But beyond that group, I think one ought to master a communication system that's acceptable to another group if one expects to function in that other group. Okay?
Mm-hmm. What about you talk as if you think it's very important that correct or standard English is used? Is this your outside group, or do you talk like this all the time?
I talk like what?
Yeah, really formal. You know, you always use.
Yeah. Yes.
Great.
Basically, I am. Mm-hmm. In fact, I guess I've been criticized for that too. It depends on, you know, what you're caught up in, your moods. Some people say I'm kind of stiff, if you know what that means. You know, I'm too formal, too businesslike. I loosen up. You know, it just depends on the setting.
Yeah.
You know.
I think you mentioned earlier you think writing should be formal. Didn't you say something about that?
Yeah, well, see, when I went through the doctoral program, I went through four courses where what they call a front-end load. If a student doesn't master those courses, then he doesn't get through the doctoral program. In fact, what they call a front-end load are some very difficult writing courses, you know. And if you don't indicate an ability to write, to express yourself clearly and in a scholarly way, then they wipe you out of the program. So I just didn't want to develop a habit of using contractions. Dr. is the guy I'm referring to. He said it's always in bad taste for a scholar to use, and I'm not a scholar now, for a scholar to use contractions in any formal discourse, you know.
Mm-hmm. if you would quickly kind of, if you don't mind telling me again, you mentioned you thought some of the questions were not too good.
Well,
that's all.
Well, it,